Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of Love My Poland. Today, I've got a treat for you. We are going to talk about a dish called aspik. In this case, pork aspik, but there's also chicken aspik or turkey aspik. And in Poland, it has a really unique name. They call it zimne nogi or zimne nóżki, which translates to cold feet. Yeah. You know, and I'm going to tell you another thing. This is the total bold truth here. I tried this 20 years ago. I ate it the wrong way. I hated it. I said never again. And until today, I have not tried this dish. God listening, this is the second time in my life I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it on camera for you today. But this time, I'm going to try it the right way. I'm going to do it according to how my friends told me to do it. It's all coming up right now. So this is aspik. I ordered this dish this morning from a fine restaurant near my office called Ministerstwo Wódki I Śledzia. They serve all kinds of wonderful treats, great drinks, great beers, vodka, of course. And this dish historically was and is consumed with vodka, 100 milliliters, setka I galaretka, really 250 milliliter shots together with this delicious dish. Let's talk about what's inside the dish. Well, first of all, it is unsweet gelatin. I repeat, unsweet, no sugar whatsoever. It looks like jello, it doesn't taste like jello. Inside, we've got pork meat, carrots, and a little bit of parsley at the top, and they've topped it off with cracked black pepper. They've given me some dill pickles on the side, some bread. It must be consumed with bread. If you don't eat it with bread, this is strange. And the lemon here, in a moment, I'm going to put that on top and taste it. Also, vinegar. You want to have it with vinegar as well. There's two ways, really, just to have it with the lemon or with the vinegar. And white spirit vinegar is recommended, but I've heard of other types of vinegar being put on it, like the apple cider vinegar. Never tried that. Maybe next time. All right, let's get to it. Let's cut the aspik a few pieces here off. We're going to try one piece with the lemon and the other piece with the white spirit vinegar and see which one tastes better. Again, this is my first time to try it the right way. All right, I've got a piece here on my plate. I'm going to start off with my white vinegar and see how that tastes. Pour a little bit on there. And just go for it. I cut off a piece a little bit too big. Let's go. All right. With the vinegar, there's a difference. You don't focus on the fact that you're eating unsweet jello. In the past, it bothered me that I was eating cold meat. But again, that kind of disguises that. Give me a little bit of pickle as well. A bite of bread. I can understand why Polish people love this. This is, it's not my favorite meal in the world, but definitely at a party, when you have a few drinks, you're dancing, this would go over very, very well. So with the vinegar, thumbs up, it tastes great. All right, now let's try it with a lemon. Let's see if the lemon is any better than the vinegar. I'm gonna cut a smaller piece this time. It'll be easier for me, I think. All right, let's put that on my plate. Let's go with this one. And we will give it a nice dash of lemon juice. Here we go. Zimne nogi with a lemon. It's good with the lemon. The lemon really, again, kind of distracts you from the things that might bother you if it's your first time of eating it, but the vinegar reigns supreme. For me, vinegar number one, but lemon is also pretty good. Let me get my pickle going. And the bread. All in all, a delicious dish. Again, a first time I've tried this in 20 years. I did it the right way. I ate it how my friends told me to eat it. I'll be trying it again. I recommend trying it. If you're in Poland, go to a restaurant that offers cold feet, zimne nogi, zimne nóżki, aspik, and give it a shot. Thank you for watching today. I hope you enjoyed this. So many wonderful things to explore in this country, and we take a lot of things for granted. You know, I think that if you try it once, you don't like it, try it again. That's a lesson I learned. Make sure you're trying it the right way and get as much advice as you can. Thank you for watching. If you have any questions or comments, put them in the comment section below. If you have not become a subscriber, click the button on the curtains back here so you don't miss out on what's coming up. I'm going to try other strange dishes in the future. Have a good day. See you in the next episode.